Some scientists for several years have acknowledged that foliar nutritional sprays are keeping HLB-infected trees productive, though they didn't know why. They're now getting clues. University of Florida researcher Bob Rouse discusses how they may be getting to the root of the situation.
Well, the latest thing I've got is about the root studies that we've been doing, because we now have our data analyzed from last year, which is our second year, because we started in 2009 looking at the roots under the HLB trees and those receiving the nutritional foliar sprays. Indication is in the second year that we are beginning to see the roots shut down, that is less root density under those trees that have HLB but are not receiving the nutritionals, where the nutritional trees, the root system seems to be continuing to remain viable.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.